So today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked to say something about his Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada said, "What is there to say? He was a Vaikuntha man. His pranam mantras have great meaning. Sri Varsha Banavi Devi Daitaya. Varsha Banavi is Srimati Radharani, Varsha Banavi Devi, because she's the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So Varsha Banavi Devi. And Daita means the husband or lover. Well, that's Krishna. And Das. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who's known before Sannyas. Sri Varsha Banavi Devi Daitaya Das. And Kripabdhaye. He's an ocean of mercy. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. Dayane Prabhave Namaha. Prabhave means to the master. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. Dayane, one who gives. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. Krishna Sambandha means the relationship between Krishna and the living being. At the present moment, we've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. And therefore we're rotting in this material world and being slapped by the material energy. We're asambandha. We've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. The relationship is Jivar Sharupoy Krishnair Nitya Das. Everyone is the servant of Krishna. Without establishing the service relationship, there are no dealings. There are, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there are three subject matters only in all the Vedic literature. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha means establishing our relationship, re-establishing our relationship with Krishna. And Abhideya means dealings with Krishna, acting in that relationship. And Prayojana means love for Krishna. So, where's the question of love or dealings if there's no relationship either? Just like a boy and girl, first they establish their relationship. Then there are dealings, love. But if there's no relationship, there's nothing else. So first the relationship, and of course in cultured societies that relationship means marriage. In the modern setup, they go for dealings and love without a proper relationship. And therefore, things go topsy-turvy. But the natural order of things is first to establish a proper relationship and suitable dealings, and then the love will be persistent. It will last. So Krishna Sambandha, the basis of everything, is our relationship with Krishna. We're trying for love without Krishna. That must be a failure. Without Krishna, there's no meaning of love. There's self-interested sense gratification, and it's hot pursuit, but there's no love. Love means love Krishna. The Mayavadis also, there's no question of love for them. Because they're interested in self-obliteration. And once you obliterate yourself, there's no love, there are no dealings, There's no relationship either, because a relationship means there have to be two. And in Mayavad philosophy, everything is one. So there's no relationship between anything and anything, because there's either nothing or only one. So there's no sambandha in the Mayavad philosophy. So it's another way of avoiding the eternal relationship with Krishna. So sambandha, Krishna sambandha, the relationship is there. And we can read about it in books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But it has to be realized also. People read Bhagavad Gita and they never actually understand that they're eternal servants of Krishna. Or they read it and they may understand something, but it doesn't come to the point of realization. Vigyan means realization. Tad vigyanartam sa guru meva abhigacche. If one wants to have realization, one has to come within the parampara system, the system of disciplic succession. Otherwise, one may have theoretical understanding, but actual realization will not be properly established. Krishna sambandha vigyan. Vigyan, realization, Srila Prabhupada explains, means that you've assimilated the knowledge. You've assimilated it, and therefore you can act upon it. Just like surgery, you can read a book and understand surgery quite well, in principle. But that doesn't mean that you can actually do surgery. No one would want a surgeon who's only read the books and had no proper training or practice. He doesn't have assimilated knowledge, he has theoretical knowledge. So vigyan means practical knowledge, real knowledge, assimilated knowledge, knowledge that you can apply, applied knowledge. To understand that I'm not this body is theoretical, and to act as if I'm not this body is vigyan. Actually, only the Vaishnavas have proper understanding, even that they're not the body. Because if I'm not the body, what am I? Aham brahmasmi. Oh, that's all right. Then if I'm soul, if I'm spirit, what do I do as spirit? The Maya bodies, again, have no practical program. But the Vaishnava program is, I'm spirit, I have to act in the function of spirit by serving Krishna. So again, it comes to the point of Krishna sambandha vigyana. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Krishna sambandha vigyana, actually. It can't come simply by theoretical study. It has to come by the mercy of Krishna. What is that? Atapi te deva padam bhujam dvaya prasada leshana grihite evahi janati tattvam bhagavan bhimna nachanyo pi, what is that? Nachanyo eko pi chirandachinna. My dear Lord, Lord Brahma says, one has to get at least a little bit of mercy from your lotus feet. Prasadalesha, at least some little remnant of mercy from your lotus feet one has to get. Then one can understand something about your glories. Atapite deva padam bhujam dvaya prasadalesha anugrihite janati tattvam bhagavan. Not simply by thinking. Nachanya eko pichiram vichinva. Not by thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and speculating and philosophizing and thinking and imagining, considering possibilities. It doesn't come that way. Prasada desha anugrihite. It has to come by mercy. That means it has to be given. One has to find a mercy distributor and catch some of that mercy, at least a little bit. Then one can understand what is Krishna. Not by the ascending process. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur distributed Krishna Sambandha Vigyan. There are others, they're distributing supposedly Prayojana, Krishna Prema, but not factually. Not factually. By imagination. Without proper understanding of Krishna Sambandha. So Krishna Sambandha began. I actually have to understand that I'm not this body. I actually have to understand that I'm the servant of Krishna. I actually have to understand that I'm not the enjoyer or the controller of material, the products of material nature. That these are the, and that this is my persistent disease. I think I can control, I think I can enjoy. And the result is that I'm suffering like a dog here and thinking I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller. So one has to get Krishna Sambandha Vigyan, and that was distributed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Madhujo Jula Prema Dhyā, Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida. He's giving devotional service. And Madhujo Ujvala Prema Adhya. Adhya means enriched. Enriched with love of Krishna in the Madhurja Rasa, the conjugal relationship. Ujvala means that shining Madhurja. That he's given. Madhurja Ujvala Prema Adhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida. But not giving cheaply. You're a gopi and your name is such and such Manjari and your dress is yellow and your job is to keep Radharani's bindi and your age is such and such. No. You haven't yet given up smoking, drinking, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, but this is your eternal identity. Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida. To actually understand what is the Madhuja Ras, what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna, what is the association of Krishna. One has to strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna Prema Pradayate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna Prema. And his chief agent for proper distribution is Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami enunciated how to get Krishna Prema. He enunciated how to get Krishna prema. It's not such a cheap thing that simply I join ISKCON and then I have Krishna prema within 1 week. Or I leave ISKCON and then I have Krishna prema within 1 week. It's not such a cheap thing. Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Das. One has to follow in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is given these books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita. These are especially the beginning books or foundational books. He wrote other books also that deal with more advanced topics. But first one has to understand the process of devotional service. Explained in summary in Upadeshamrita. and in further detail in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that there are three categories of Krishna Bhakti. There is devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love for Krishna. The beginning is devotional service in practice. And unless we practice, we can't expect that we'll actually get ecstasy. And it's ecstasy that matures into pure love. Someone may, by Krishna's mercy, just be endowed with perfect love of Krishna. Krishna can do whatever he likes. But we can't reasonably expect to be such, to be recipients of such a high benediction, rare benediction. Prabhupada gave the example that Rabindranath Tagore never attended university, but he got an honorary degree from Oxford. Such a great poet. So it doesn't mean that the rest of us should think, well, I'll just get an honorary degree from Oxford. I'll do my education that way. I'll just carry on and get an honorary degree. One has to enroll, one has to satisfy the requirements, pay the tuition, do the study, and then you get your degree. So the process is there, practice of devotional service. And the practice will proceed through different stages. It will begin with some initial faith. By that initial faith, one will associate with devotees. In the association of devotees, one begins to follow the rules and regulations under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then one is freed from all the misgivings and unwanted things within the heart, pridyantakstodhi bhadrani. Then one gets strong faith, a strong taste, attachment, ecstasy. Then love for Krishna. The Madhurju Jala Premadhya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. He's giving pure devotional service through the proper method. If we try to, there are others who are just jumping. They're getting the taste of Madhurja Ras without being qualified. And that means that they're not actually getting the taste of the real thing. Just like materialists. The materialists are getting the taste of love, but what is that love? You know, it has all to do with skin, hair, blood, bones, fat, mucus, bile. That's their love. They're imagining that they're in love, that they're finding out what love is all about, that they finally found real love. And all they found is the same thing that the dogs and pigs and mosquitoes are getting. They've taken love to be such a gross thing. Now the so-called practitioners of bhakti yoga who don't follow the process given by Srila Rupa Goswami are not much better off. They've imagined that they've found pure love. And all right, they're looking in the right direction, but they're not following the right process. So how can they expect that they'll get to the point? So one has to get the process by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of his representative. What is that? Sri Chaitanya Kirtan? Forgotten. Promoting under Saraswati. What is that verse? That Kaivalyam Narakayate, last line? Oh, last line. Garunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam. One who's gotten just not even the full look, but just a sidelong glance from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can realize all these things. So one has to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was carrying that mercy, and therefore he's called Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. The form personified Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti, the mercy potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personified. We want to come under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Krishna Prema Pradayate, he's giving love of Krishna. But to get the love of Krishna distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to approach the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur served as the mercy representative of Lord Chaitanya. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murte Dinatarini. Dinatarini, very merciful to the fallen souls. Gauravani Sri Murti. Mercy is coming from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. It's not simply something sentimental. There's philosophy. There's the science of devotional service. This is Gauravani. It's not simply philosophy. There's also experience of transcendental reality. It all comes through sound. Gauravani. Transcendental sound coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His instructions, his mantra, everything. And Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharani. But to see, on the Back to Godhead logo we have that conception that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there and the conditioned souls are also there. But for them to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the darkness has to be dispelled. So that's dispelled by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mercy is distributed by his representatives. And they move aside the darkness, the clouds. Danta means darkness. What is that darkness? Rupa Nuga Virud. Apasiddhanta. Siddhanta means conclusions. And apasiddhanta means not the conclusions. They might resemble the conclusions. They might seem to be the conclusions. They might be presented as the conclusions, but they're not the conclusions. They're the wrong conclusion. Like bringing up the wrong number in your calculations. Apasiddhanta. Wrong conclusion. Wrong answer. Rupanuga. Why the wrong answer? Rupanuga Virudha. Against the conclusions accepted by Srila Rupa Goswami. This is our test. The correct understanding of our relationship with Krishna, how to act in that relationship, how to get the perfection of that relationship, is given by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And any conclusion that's against his conclusion is wrong. It's rejected. Because he was the authorized person. You write books. You write books, Rupa Goswami. Sanatan Goswami also, other Jiva Goswami. They're presenting. Of course, they're all in agreement with one another, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami. They're presenting the conclusive truth. So no one can properly follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not follow Sri Rupa Goswami or go against the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Nuga Virudh Apasitant. Anything that's against Sri Rupa Goswami's conclusions is rejected. It's rejected. Why? It's darkness. It's darkness. So that darkness was dispelled very powerfully by the transcendental message given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know how he had to fight against so many wrong conclusions. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also found himself, he practically went looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He discovered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Then when he found, here's the thing, it was surrounded by all rubbish. Howl, bowl, saki beki, jatkar shai, karanga nadri. So many concocted things. So he was very much against these apasiddhantas, apasampradayas. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were very powerfully challenged all these apasampradayas. We were discussing the other day that he went to Radhakund and said, Radhakund, everyone is supposed to be there tasting pure love for Krishna, Madhurja Ras. And he went there, he said, I don't find any pure Vaishnavas here. They're all discussing the most elevated topics. He went and spoke on the Upanishads. Criticizing them indirectly. What nonsense are you doing? What is that? Dushtaman tumi kishe vaishnav. Then pratishthara kare nirjanera kare taba harinam kevala kaita. My dear mind, what kind of nonsense Vaishnava are you? Dushtaman, you polluted mind. Dushta means polluted. Dushtaman. Tumi kishaya Vaishnava. What kind of Vaishnava are you? Pratishthara kare. Simply for reputation. For false prestige. Nirjana. You're doing so-called Nirjana Bhajan. You've gone to some secluded place, holy place, and you're chanting like Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Taba Harinam Kaivala Kedala Kaitar. Your chanting of Hare Krishna is just cheating. It's just cheating. He wasn't fooled by the presentation of supposed prema bhakti. Why? Rupanuga virudha apasiddhanta. Shruti smriti puranari pantratra vidhimbina. Vaikantiki harir bhakti rupataya eva kopata. Without following the rules and regulations of the shrutis, the smritis, puranas, pantratra, nard pantratra. Your supposed devotional service is simply a off-track off-target disturbance. Utpataya eva kalpate. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami strictly followed. No one can even match how they were following Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes, he was sitting in Radhakund, but how seriously he was following principles of devotion and service. Not that he was keeping a girlfriend, smoking bidis, like so many. Strictly following. Sanatana Goswami had said that his sadhana was like a line in stone. They were in the most advanced stage of love for Krishna. But externally they behaved just like sadhakas. Not simply making a show, rolling on the ground and crying. Oh, Rupa Goswami says this is not how you tell who's an advanced devotee. You have to see who's always eager to hear about Krishna, who's doesn't waste any time, who's always detached from sense gratification. These things one has to see. So Srila Rupa Goswami gave the real thing, not the cheap thing. Cheap thing you can get cheaply. You want costume jewelry, a few rupees, you can get it anywhere. But diamonds is another thing. It will cost more, but it's the real thing. So Srila Rupa Goswami gave the real thing, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that same genuine thing, representing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, representing Srila Rupa Goswami, representing the authentic line of devotional service. So we're fortunate that Srila Prabhupada dedicated himself to the service of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we should also dedicate ourselves to devotional service, following in that same line. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? How Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was criticizing the people who were at Radha Kund chanting Hare Krishna, but how could that be a bad thing, chanting Hare Krishna in Radha Kund? Go to Radha Kund, chant Hare Krishna, keep a girlfriend, dress in saffron, nice thing. But no, but that's that's what he saw going on. That you're pretending to be like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, but intoxication, illicit sex. I hardly go to Radha Kund. I stay in Govardhan a month or so a year. But you'll see the people by the side of the road. Stoned out of their minds. Babaji is the sadhus, sitting there on the side of the road, begging alms from the people who come to do parikrama. And you go by, you see them in the morning, their little, whatever they call those things that you use for smoking ganja. And their minds are blown, as they say, or used to say. So, something is there. Krishna's in the picture someplace. they're in Govardhan, they're very fortunate, but they're not following the principles of authentic devotional service. Therefore, rejected. Sahaja. Yes? You heard that in Vaikuntha the relationship between Vishnu and his devotees is in Shantaras. You heard wrong. Yes. There's Dasyaras. Ah, okay. Let's do one thing at a time. Thank you. First thing is that in Vaikuntha is not simply Shantaras. Especially Dasyaras is very prominent in Vaikuntha. Shanta means you're not doing anything. You're right. So it's Dasya. Especially there's service with reverence and respect. Everyone's doing something for Lord Narayan. Everyone's busy doing some kind of service. Someone's fanning him, someone's cooking for him, they're all serving. As far as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a Vaikuntha man, Vaikuntha is the generic term for the whole spiritual world. So Goloka Vrindavan, you can also say, is part of the Vaikuntha world. Vaikuntha means where there's no anxiety. The whole spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. Then when you analyze it more deeply, we say there's Vaikuntha and there's Goloka. Goloka is the what would you say? The intimate section, and Vaikuntha is the formal section of the spiritual world. But in a generic sort of way, it can all be called Vaikuntha. Is that okay? Alright, good. Yes?
Maharaj, you said that Sambandha Jnana is not a cheap thing. Mm-hmm. You revealed the title to the bona fide spiritual master. My understanding is something to be a servant of Krishna is something general, which will be revealed in over the time of the process of self-explanation.
Mm-hmm. We said that Sambandha Gyan, we're talking about Sambandha Gyan, and your understanding is that it starts as something general and grows to be something more specific. Yes, in the beginning, one has to understand that I'm Krishna's servant. I'm not the enjoyer, Krishna's the enjoyer, and I'm the servant of the enjoyer. That's the beginning. I'm a servant. Now, the details of what kind of servant I am will gradually be disclosed. These servants have different relationships. Some of them are dasya, in the dasya relationship, they're of servitude. Some of them are in the friendship relationship. Some are in the parental relationship, some are in the conjugal relationship, but actually all of those relationships rest on service. It's not that there's service and then you go on to the next relationship, and then, but every relationship, the essence of all those relationships is service. One time when we were editing Nectar of Devotion, there's, you know, compatible and incompatible rasas. This one is compatible with this one, but not that one. Like conjugal and shanta are incompatible. They don't mix very well. You know, someone said that giving up this attraction to blood, bone, stool. Although my body is made of blood, bone, stool, hair, and so on, I know that Krishna will be merciful to me and grant me the nectar of his lips. But that's not compatible, shanta and madhurya. So there's compatible and incompatible tastes, And there were lists of them, and some of the editing or the transcription was not very clear, and some of the things weren't right. Anyway, I asked Srila Prabhupada about, is Dasya compatible with, I forget which one it was, whether it was parental or conjugal or this, that. Prabhupada wrote back, Dasya is compatible with all the relationships. Because Dasya is the essence of all those relationships. So the first thing to understand is that I'm Krishna Das. That's my, you know, could you reveal my swarup? Yes, Jivar Sharupoi Krishnara Nitya Das. Your swarup is that you're the eternal servant of Krishna. Get it, okay? If we don't get that much, we're not going to get anything more. I'm Krishna's servant. Then, by following the process, in the mature stage, gradually one becomes attracted to a particular taste of service, and one thing after another, everything is revealed. And one resumes one's eternal function in the association of Krishna. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some other question? Yes. A little louder, please.
You mentioned that the first the developing relationship, not this relationship last time. But in the case of the Rukmini, is that first heard about Krishna and then last manifested their love?
That means the relationship was established by hearing. And we said, the question was that I said that first the relationship comes, then love comes, but it seems that Rukmini just immediately loved Krishna. But that love was awakened by hearing. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kariyavidya. If we want to have love for Krishna, it will come by hearing. Anavritti shabdat. One comes to the perfect position of liberation by hearing. Our relationship will be reestablished by hearing. If we don't hear, and there, that happens, you know, why did she love Krishna? Because she heard about him. You know, great sages like Narad Muni used to visit the palace, and naturally they would talk about Krishna. And when she heard about Krishna, forget Shishupal, forget all these demons. You know, I want Krishna. Just by hearing. So hearing is so powerful that everything about our relationship with Krishna will be revealed if we persistently hear. Hearing, chanting, all of these methods of devotional service, but especially hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam. Okay?
This is a rasa.
He's offering obeisances to the rope that binds Krishna, yes?
The rope, as I understand it, the things in Golokan and Dhamma, the roads, the cars, the trees, the houses, they're all in Shantaras.
Alright. They're in Shantaras, things that are inert, like ropes and so on.
Yeah. And then he immediately goes to Radharani, and more
That means he doesn't reject anything. He offers his obeisances to the rope, to Radharani. Not that only Radharani is worshipable, and the rope is just garbage. The rope in the hands of Krishna, or the rope in the hands of Yashoda Mayi for tying Krishna, is as good as Krishna.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say something there. What I'm trying to make is that a lot of times people
Yes, Uddhava also. Brahma is praying to be a blade of grass. Uddhava also wants to be, you know, just some sort of shrub in Vrindavan, so that he might get walked on by the gopis. Yes, exactly right. Prabhupada visited Los Angeles and he saw the diorama. A diorama is a Bengali diorama. He saw the diorama of Krishna and Arjuna at Kurukshetra. He said that the horses are more important than Krishna. They're engaged in the service of Krishna. So it's not that we... This is the super neophyte stage, that only gopis are good, only Radharani is good. I'm only interested in Radharani and the gopis. This is for the sahajas. And we don't want to divert our attention to Yashoda Mai or the coward boys, or heaven forbid we might end up in Shanta Rasa or Dasya Rasa or Madhurjara or Vatsali Rasa. No, everything connected with Krishna is glorious. All of his devotees in all the relationships.
And one last question is, if our understanding about this is correct, that the root of the conception of Madhurya Rasa comes from Madhurya Puri.
That the root of the conception of Madhurya Rasa comes from Madhavendra Puri. It's disclosed. It's there. Bhagavatam is there. Not that Bhagavatam was written by Madhavendra Puri. It was there. But Madhavendra Puri had that deep appreciation and of these things, realization of these things. And it's coming in our line that way. But it's not that he, you know, concocted it or cooked it up. It's there.
Well, what I'm asking is that from, I understand that Madhavan Puri is in rock, in Vrindavan.
You understand that Madhavendra Puri in his rust is a tree in Vrindavan. You understand more than I know. I don't know. I just told you, you know more about it than I do. You know more about it than I do. I couldn't tell you anything about it. But even the trees in Vrindavan know about these things. In Vrindavan, all the living entities are fully conscious. The gopis were inquiring from the trees, from the tulsi plants, from everyone. The stones in Vrindavan can tell you about Krishna Tattva. Yes. The most intimate meetings of Radha and Krishna, what?
Then everyone else has to leave. All the other devotees leave.
All the other devotees leave.
Mm.
The trees know more than anyone else, because Radha and Krishna have their pastimes, intimate pastimes, everybody else leaves. But they're there under the trees, so the trees know everything. Well, Shantaras is not very much given a place of esteem by our acharyas. Sometimes there's even a discussion of whether it's counted as one of the rasas at all. And All right, yes, it's counted. But our acharyas give more importance to the other relationships, starting with dasyaras. It's a fact, they give more importance to the relationships starting with dasyaras. But your point is also there, that, you know, to be in anything in Goloka Vrindavan is nothing to sneeze at. To be anything in the spiritual world. To be Krishna's flute is simply manipulated by Krishna. But even the gopis were envious of the flute. What pious activities did this piece of bamboo perform? That he's somehow or other, I mean, he's not even a girl. He's not even female, and he's getting the nectar from Krishna's lips that's meant for us. What is going on with him? They're speaking about the flute. Mother and father of the flute must be so proud that their offspring has gotten the association of Krishna. You wouldn't want to be a flute, would you? But see how, you know, Krishna's never seen without his flute. Yes.
So, what I'm trying to, the question I'm trying to ask is, what it seems to me a lot of times people think, or it seems to me that when they talk to people, they think that you have to be a gopi or a minority.
Think that you have people, you speak to people and they think that you have to be a gopi or a manjari to be
in
Madhurya-ras.
When I hear about the trees are left alone with Krishna during the most intimate pastime.
But they're not, that's a fact. The gopis, not that the trees are considered to be in Madhurya-ras. They're in Shantaras. But even in Shantaras, they're playing their part. The gopis are in Madhurya Ras, but without the trees, there's no, you know, where do you go? There's no forest to go out to have your rasa dance if there are no trees. So the trees are also, you know, not to be scoffed at. They're part of Krishna's absolute picture. The trees, the everything. Taddhama Vrindavan. Araja Bhagavan Vrajesha Taniya. I mean, what are we doing downstairs? We're worshipping a tree. We worship, you know, Radha Madhava, then we worship Lord Nrisimhadeva, then we worship a tree. Why? Because this tree is very dear to Krishna, this little plant, not even a, you know, proper tree, it's just a shrub. But the devotees are eager to get her mercy. You know more than anyone about, you know, the goddess of fortune is sometimes there and sometimes not there, but you're always there with Krishna. And in Vrindavan, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, can't even get into Vrindavan. So we're worshipping this holy shrub because she's so dear to Krishna. Not only the gopis are esteemed and Tulsi is, you know, we don't care about Tulsi. Tulsi, the dust, the everything, the spiritual world, everything is of absolute value. It's not the relative world. In the relative world, this is good, this is bad. This is all nonsense. E balo e mande sattam. In the spiritual world, everything is appreciated. When the bees are chanting the glories of the Lord, the gopis, or the goddesses of fortune, stop singing to hear what the bees are chanting. They don't say, ah, bees. The other, everyone else stops to hear. What are the bees chanting about Krishna? Nirmatsaranam satam, because in the spiritual world there's no envy. But these talks, oh, it's better to be a gopi, it's better to be, this is something like, you know, little children playing. And I want to be a fireman, and I want to be a this, and I want to be a that. You know, first grow up, then be a fireman. Yes.
You have a lot of the turn out, they turn them off the board. You want to be Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you want to be, first of all, anyway, you've got to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Who is that?
To be anything, gopi, manjari, real thing is first to become a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're not going to be servants, we're not going to be anything. Everything is, by service, everything is revealed. Sevan mukhihi jivado svayam yunasparantya. It's not reached by imagination or by wanting it to, wishing upon a star or something. Sevan mukhihi jivado, by service. Therefore, Prabhupada had that slogan or the aphorism, first deserve, then desire. The desire to be in this particular relationship is something that develops of its own accord in the advanced stage of devotional service for those who are freed from all material desires. If we still have material desires, those spiritual desires are not going to manifest in their genuine form. And we're just kidding ourselves if we're thinking otherwise. Vishya Charya Kave Shuddhavima. Mind has to be purified. Then all of these things will be manifest. For one who has faith in Krishna and faith in the spiritual master, all of these things are revealed in due course. Yes?
Mind, isn't it that one can become perfect in the spiritual sense, engaged in one's service within this life?
Sure. Yes, it's not that. The question is that if one is in ISKCON distributing books or doing some particular service, then that can be your service. Yes. It's not that pure devotional service means that now I give up everything else and I just go off and participate. You know, I used to distribute books and now I dance with Krishna and the gopis. I used to distribute books, but now I, you know, do something. I'm absorbed. It's not like that. Prabhupada never. It's not that when Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan, simply dancing with the gopis in his mind. He was going to Delhi, getting books published. But there is an internal dimension also. It's not that we're just workers and that there's no internal development required or wanted. While distributing books or cleaning the temple or whatever our prescribed duty may be, we're expected to be purifying our hearts. And in fact, we should be purifying our hearts. Prabhupada said, one who's cleaning the temple is cleaning his heart. So by faithfully performing our prescribed duties, we become eligible to have these internal understandings about devotional service. Otherwise, if we think we're just going to get those internal things, and skip all the external stuff because that really doesn't matter. That's just work. That's just karma. We are really missing the boat. Yes?
Huh.
One place in?
And it's mentioned there that Matavendra Puri is like a desire to be. Can fulfill the desires of everybody. Regarding the body of service, but that's how one can get a gift. Matavendra Puri is a desire to be.
Yeah, so we know at least that he's a tree in the sense that he's a desire tree. Oh, all the devotees are trees from that point of view. They're all like desire trees. Pancha kopatarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. So all the devotees are trees. Excuse me?
ISKCON is a branch.
And ISKCON is a branch. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the tree. Yes.
Like all these forms in which the world, trees, the leaves, forms that they have been chosen by individual soul.
They've been
chosen by individual soul to take their form.
Chosen by
individual souls.
Individual souls.
To serve the Krishna.
To serve Krishna in that way. These forms like trees and yes, the desire is eternal. And the function, the service is eternal. Just at the present moment, for us, everything is covered. Otherwise, it's eternally there. Is that all right? Yeah, last point, I think, because I'm keeping everyone a little longer because we're not eating, but I know everyone has other things to do also. Yes.
The report. And we mentioned there in the first quote, we talked also in the next book about how Vyasadeva was there, Parashuram was there, Narayana was there. Everyone grows up to respect Shukadeva Goswami with the exception of those who were either superior, they're all superior positions. So there was no, it's not like because Shukadeva Goswami was so detached, there was no embarrassment. Here's my spirit. How can I speak in front of the Maryada Vrtimbrama? You know, it's like that. There's no.
Sukadeva Goswami, wasn't he embarrassed to speak in front of his superiors?
Yeah. Was there any.
Presumably he had permission, you know, although it's not specifically mentioned. It must have been approved by his superiors. In fact, it's mentioned, isn't it? That all the sages. Isn't it mentioned later that by their agreement he was the person who spoke? Is that mentioned later?
In 96.
Hmm?
In 96. He was invited to take the seat.
Yeah, he was invited to take the seat. Let's see. It's not specifically mentioned. Prikshit Maharaj recognized him.
Yeah, I think it's not specifically mentioned.
Right.
I'm saying that it's not like, do you ever hear anything like something you get from the tikkas, you know, from the commentary?
Yeah.
But that's, it's not specifically mentioned.
Yeah. Not everything is mentioned. You know, how many, he was standing somewhere and where, precisely where he sat down and where, you know, they sat up. It's not mentioned, for example, everyone stood up to greet him. It's not mentioned that they sat down again. Yeah, it's understood. Excuse me? Everybody, this is the way of life among the sages. They have an understanding because they're sages, of what is meant to happen, who is meant to take what role, and they're supporting that. That's Sukadeva Goswami is meant to speak. They could understand that Sukadeva Goswami is meant to speak now, because they were sages.
Could it also be because of his indifference? He was just so indifferent to everything, you know? He was Digambara, he was completely naked. It's not like the presence of Maitreya Muni, was hesitant to speak. The Vidura said, let Maitreya Muni speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was different, you know, in the sense the Vidura was different and Sukadeva was different.
Everything's individual. But
Sukadeva was completely, you know, not an external
conscience, more or less. That explanation you could give, that he wasn't considering any family relationship or anything like that as being important. Anyway, the question is not particularly addressed here in Bhagavatam, but we can understand that it was approved and accepted by all the assembled sages. That was the last, and we're still going. What should I do? Should I keep going, or should I? Okay, a couple. There's still two more points. Yeah.
He was feeling something. He was feeling his humility was there because he tried. His Prabhupada said he tried to suppress his natural. Everyone stood up and.
Who tried to suppress what? Tried to suppress
his natural glory.
He tried to suppress. I think it was mentioned in a purport that he was. Yeah, he tried to cover his natural glories. Yeah, there was nothing he could do about it. That maybe the women and children didn't recognize him, but these are sages, you couldn't really hide. So they could see his position. Yes, last question. It's got to be a louder question. Or
if somebody is not educated or told, you know, their language problems, you know, and how can they apply in Krishna?
If someone is not educated, has a language problem? No,
they can't write anything.
Can't write. Then what's the question?
And how can they?
How can they? By hearing.
Hearing.
You don't have to be a PhD, simply by hearing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the greatest scholar, and he accepted as his spiritual master Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who was illiterate. He couldn't even write his own name. So it's not dependent on mundane education. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.